Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. Graduation ceremonies are special. The grad dance is a chance to dress up in stylish gowns and tuxes. The parade is a grand moment for family and friends, as well as grads, as they make their way to the bash. Then there is the solemn moments when the grads cross the stage and parents burst with pride. It's an important ritual as a touchstone for many lives marking the end of one stage of life, moving us into another. With the pandemic, an entire cohort of grads will not cross the stage this June. While the various school boards, colleges, and universities promise to hold graduation ceremonies in the future, it is impossible to mask the disappointment for some. This inspired local realtor Michael Cortesis to do something about it.
And how it started, I was chatting with a friend of mine in late April, asking just how things were going. And she said things were going great. Her daughter was going to graduate this year and somewhat disappointed the fact that there was going to be no graduation. So I got my thinking cap on and 6 days later, we launched this program on April 27th, offering free lawn signs to anyone who wanted one. And it said simply, a 2020 graduate lives here, and was done to honor the graduates.
It is not just for high school grads.
And I'm doing this, Robert, for anyone, any graduate, whether they're graduating from preschool to going to kindergarten or from a university, right across the board. Whoever would like a graduate sign, I'm pleased to put one on the front row.
This is his way of acknowledging the importance of an education.
Well, there's different facets of education. I mean, we've seen it throughout the world that some very successful people don't have a formal education. But today's society, more and more, many employers are asking for a formal education. I think it's important.
But how does he find the time?
Well, back in April, it was easy to find the time because it was quieter. And prior to that, I'd only been using about a tank of gas every 3 weeks. Once we started the program, I was using a tank of gas every 2 days because I've been going to Brighton, north and east of Port Hope as well.
Putting up the signs brings a lot of joy.
I felt it bad. I remember when I graduated myself from Ryerson, and my dad had said to me that day, I've waited for this day since the day you were born. I know the kids, the graduates are enjoying it, but the parents are loving it. It's a way to honor their children.
There is a great reward for everyone.
No, I used to tell you, it just feels so good to put a sign on a front lawn and to see the parents come out so excited about what I'm doing or the graduates themselves. To see the smile on their faces in this time that we're going through, it's just such a good feeling for me.
If you are interested in getting a sign for a grad in your house, go to his Facebook page or email him at michael@cortesis.com. Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular Current Affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.